Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister has issued a strong statement calling for justice for Australian man Yang Hengjun, who's been transferred from so-called residential surveillance to criminal detention in China. Mr. Yang has now been detained in China for just over 6 months without access to his family or lawyers. Minister Maurice Payne says the government is concerned for Yang Hengjun's welfare and state of mind. And if Mr. Yang is being held purely on the basis of his political beliefs, he must be released. A writer by trade, Yang Hengjun was detained at a Chinese airport in January. Now his friend, UTS Professor Chong Yifeng, says Mr. Yang has been tortured. Professor Feng says the Chinese government is detaining Mr. Yang in retaliation for Australia banning Huawei from supplying equipment to its 5G network. I spoke with Professor Feng a short time ago and asked him why the Chinese government is targeting Yang Hengjun.
Yang has been regarded as a political dissident by the Chinese authority. He has published so many internet articles promoting human rights, democracy, and rule of law, which the Chinese authority treated as an offense.
Yang Hengjun has been moved to a new facility. He's expected to be charged with endangering state security. What is the process now once he has been moved?
It's very, very complicated legal arrangement in China. They have published so many evil laws beyond comprehension in the West. After 6 months of so-called residential surveillance, in which he was supposed to be free, but that was the most terrible period of interrogation and torture. In theory, when he is formally arrested, he should be allowed to have access to a lawyer. But the Chinese authorities can always fight excuses. For example, it involves state security, continue to prevent him to meet with lawyer or family members for another 6 months.
And Yang Hengjun, of course, has already spent 6 months being detained without his family or a lawyer having access to him. What do we know about his state of mind? Have you had any communications with anyone close to him?
For the first 5 months, that was the worst period of him. He has been tortured quite badly. The most horrible torture is he was kept in a cell, a small cell, with two soldiers guard him in three shifts, 24 hours on the clock, with the very strong light facing his eyes. 24 hours. The Chinese authority worried that guys like Yang have mobilization power to provoke popular revolt, like what happened in Hong Kong, what they call color revolution. So they took Yang to prevent, as a preemptive measure, to prevent that sort of social unrest. The second area is to deal with the Australia stand on Huawei. They took Yang as hostage in this case to leverage against Australian government.
He is a bargaining chip in our standoff over Huawei and the 5G network.
Yes, they want to use this to send a strong signal.
Professor Chong Yifeng, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was UTS Professor Chong Yifeng.